Laila 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 laila.
Preparation to the lesson is made by 10 number 2. Rabash, the importance of prayer of many. And we should also know the meaning of deficiency. It is known that the kli is called the deficiency, meaning that if there is a deficiency, there is room to place the feeling there and feeling the deficiency. There are no delays in bestowing on the part of the emanator, for his wish is to do good. The reason why we see that there is concealment of the light is because the low ones have no kelim to receive the abundance. Hence, when the low one awakens to purify himself but lacks the strength, he asks the Creator to help him. Then this deficiency arises. So now the upper one has a kli for giving him abundance. And this is called raising man. Again. And we should also know the meaning of deficiency. It is known that the kli is called a deficiency, meaning that if there is a deficiency, there is room to place the feeling there and feel the deficiency. There are no delays in bestowing on the part of the emanator, for his wish is to do good. The reason why we see that there is concealment of the light is because the low ones have no kelim to receive the abundance. Hence, when the low one awakens to purify himself but lacks the strength, he asks the Creator to help him. Then this deficiency rises. So now the upper one has a kli for giving him abundance. And this is called raising man. A question for an active workshop. We awaken each other. Everyone is looking at his friends and tells them, what does he ask the Creator for them? We awaken each other. Everyone is looking at his friends and tells them, what is asking the Creator for them?
What to ask of the Creator for you? So, I'm looking at my friend. I think of my friend Shlomi Chabani, although he's not in the official tent with us, I'm just joking. In truth, this is exactly the beauty in our society, that you don't have to be with someone in a physical tent according to names. We all have really only one tent, and we need to see how we turn that automatic thought, which is about myself, to be a little bit for the friends. And it's not simple, because it is the opposite of our nature, but specifically through the habits and the anchors that we've built, we begin to change our thinking a little bit, our perception of reality and the way we feel the friends, that I should not think of myself. To think of myself means death. So we exert in that, and we ask of the Creator, of the reforming light, after so many attempts, that it will start to work on us a little bit and change us.
To see you is a great privilege. To sit with you at the same table, it is indeed a great privilege. And I'm asking very strongly, so that every one of you will have this inner desire, that inner lack, inner deficiency, for us to meet as one man with one heart, so that we will meet in this mutual desire to demand for Him at every given moment during the upcoming 3 hours.
That we will have the strength to play, to act endlessly according to Rabash's rules, always not to bring out what we feel and what we think by our egoistic nature. Then we will reach the next thing that I wish every person who's on this path, that is that we will reach a true, deep desire, a powerful desire to bestow contentment upon the upper one.
I'm looking at you. You are the mighty of spirit. Every one of you seems so great, beautiful, ready. On the other hand, every one of you, I don't know, has some issues. Health issues, money, family, children. I know that. But on the other hand, I don't really care about it. And I don't know how much I care about you. But I'm certain in one thing. I want to ask the Creator to give each and every one of you the strength to keep on wanting. We will not stop wanting, to keep asking until the right request will find the answer. As Rav said, the Creator is already giving the answer. We just need this patience in order to rise until we hold on to the right form on which it will close. And I want to ask the Creator that everyone here will have the patience to keep on asking until we will receive Him.
And then too, we will keep on asking. We will not rest, not sit down. We just want to rise. We want the friends to rise, and that all of my achievements, a lot of my success will go to the common cash or petty cash of the entire 10. And we have to ask over the ruin between us. And the ruin is that we don't want to ask. We cannot ask. What we heard in the quote is that the lower one feels that he is powerless. So then he asks the upper one to give him the strength, and then the upper one does give him the strength. So even though we don't have the strength, let's ask together, let's awaken him so that he will truly give us the strength to be a worthy kli, to bestow contentment upon him.
Yeah, I request not to forget to ask. We shouldn't forget to ask every moment, every step along the way, not to fall into thinking that we ourselves can do anything. Rather, we should really feel as one body fronting that thing called prayer. And we will implement it as a 10. We will build this inner 10, which will feel the prayer already. When we're in it, when we're not in it, I'm really, really asking for us to be Adam.
Yes. The fact that we are here in the lesson, it's something you should not take for granted. It's a privilege that we truly are inspired by, and we want to take advantage of the opportunity we receive to be here. And I'm praying that we will all integrate with the prayers of the friends. There's a huge force here of the entire group. And finally, we will feel the Creator who is sending us this invitation. It comes from Him.
An assignment for the 10. All the members of the 10 are praying for the connection between them. An assignment for the 10. All the members of the 10 are praying for the connection between them.
Sadna Shketa.
A silent workshop.
כי חילצת נפשי, אוי נפשי.